their pockets. Not my kind of cash.
Are they old cash people?
A lot of oil and gas people.
Yeah. Okay.
But it cash, like real cash.
Wow. I don't see those people.
Yeah. So, but I mean,
thank the Lord, because otherwise I wouldn't have a job. But yeah, no, I didn't even really know there's that many people buying with cash.
I was waiting for you to say, well, how come I didn't see those loans?
Yeah.
I would have gone throw that in there before you.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the heck? Yeah. But yeah, it's amazing what the market is right now. We had our biggest month ever in my whole forever, which is a very long time for that forever.
It's a long,
long time. Last month, April.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I told people, and I said, well, you sure were whining last year. And I will admit this, January, February, March of this year doubled my January, February, March of last year. Not just a little.
For real?
Doubled, yeah.
Wow.
So that's a difference.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well, and but the sad part is it wasn't that 100% great, because it was so horrible last year.
But it is a great market. When people come in and they're talking about, hey, I'm going to go look at this house and that house, and the price is $100,000. And I said, you know, I think I'll offer like $90,000 or something. And that's not my job. I'm not the negotiator. But I'll be like, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, be realistic.
It's
if you're asking
happen.
For closing costs, chances of people going down is probably not very good.
Well, and talk about that, because I know a lot of people say, well, I'm not paying their closing costs.
Well, it's all in the price.
In San Angelo, probably you are.
Yeah. It's that I see more times a million of people asking for closing costs than not. In fact, on 10 people, one might not ask for closing costs.
Well, and why do they do that?
Because they're putting their money down.
And they don't have the money. Yeah, no, they don't have the money.
They don't have the money.
You know what? You talk to people and say, well, you live in a $500,000 house, Mr. Jones, but you only have $300 in the bank.
It's reality.
It is reality.
It is. It is very much reality. And VA is a lot that way. And be good to your veterans. I always hate when people say, I'm not going to sell this house VA. Nothing aggravates me more than for somebody to say that just because they don't understand VA. Be good to your veterans. Yeah. That's the best loan we have. That's the best people we
have.
Live
in a free country, cousin.
Hello. That's right. Yeah.
It is. But here's what I ask people. I say, so if I brought you $90,000 in $100 bills, you'd be happy with this, right? Oh, God, yeah, I'd be happy. So if I bring you $95,000 offer, what's the difference if you pay $5,000?
Right.
Well, but it's just a thought of it.
Yeah, but you have to really, so they feel like they're giving something. And they also feel like, I think, that they may pay taxes on that, which is not a true statement either.
No.
People just don't quite understand that concept.
But if I'm going to pay, if I know you'll take 90, but I pay you 95 for the house and you're paying the closing cost, it's really the way it's done, because aren't I really paying my own closing cost?
That's right. You are. It's just all in the price. Because people will call me all the time and they'll say, hey, I just want to put it in the loan. Oh, I had one the other day that actually got to closing and they thought they were putting it in the loan. It was very sad. Somebody made a mistake by telling them that. But anyway, that's another story. But
in your loan?
Not me.
Oh,
not me. Hello. But people will say, I want to add it to the loan. You only add it to the loan if you add it to the price. Okay. Then therefore it is in your loan, you know, in the big picture.
Theoretically.
But we don't add anything to your loan just to be added to your loan.
Except for one thing.
MIP or VA funding fee.
And that would be it. And what about the VA? Let's talk about it just while we're talking about it. Because this was just the other night. And actually, you're going to fix and get his loan. You don't even know it yet. And I looked at him, I said, do you have any disabilities? And he just flexes his arm. I go, oh, look, I have any disabilities. I said, I'm talking mentally, obviously, for you. But
Lots of people have 10% or more.
I said, if you just have a little bit. And he goes, well, yeah, to be honest, I do have the 10%. I said, well,
proud.
I said, here's where you can say that and smile. He goes, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's a 200, it's going to be about a $200,000 property. How much is it going to save him?
Well, it would save him $7,500 if he had used it before.
Yes.
I mean, big bucks,
but
very
just no
big
VA funding fee. It gets waived.
10% or more.
That gets waived.
And I'll ask people, because I'll forget that I'd asked them before. So during their whole loan process, I'll say, now you're not disabled. Is that right? And people will be like, what the heck? Why do you keep saying that? And it's like, because if I can save you that money.
That's a lot of money.
We want to save you the money. That's exactly right.
A whole lot of money.
But there's no way that your VA loan is not the best loan you can get.
Hold that thought. Get off your phone. We're on the radio. This is
hey, you're on the radio. Think about what you just said.
Yeah. Let's go, girl. Come on.
Okay. Facebook down.
And Facebook. And
you put
Facebook.
The silly thing down so I can focus now.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
See, we got to. You know, we never rattle her until we got the phone out and started video.
I'm not
now we know how to rattle her anyway.
That's right. I'm not into that.
Okay, so you're closing loans right and left.
Yes, it's good Okay. Market's good.
And we found that you do loans other than San Angelo, Texas.
Yes. So if you're moving out of town, or if one of your children are moving out of town and you want to deal with someone here in town just to make it easier on you, or for, because we're friendly, we will get you approved for wherever. Like, I've got several going in Midland, Odessa, College Bryan Station, Lubbock.
What's in Lubbock? What's going on in Lubbock?
You would be buying one for your little nephew.
Yeah.
Or with your little nephew.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about that again. And let's, because one thing, I don't know how you're doing it, but Sabrina's helping him with his credit, because he's young man.
Yes. So, because he had no credit score. You cannot do these loans unless you have a credit score. So, Mama is putting him on one of her credit cards, and that way it'll build up his credit really fast compared to him getting a credit card. If you get a credit card yourself, it takes you 6 months to get a score.
So you don't want to do that?
No. If you do it on a parent's deal, it takes less than 30 days usually.
As long as the parent's credit's good.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, you wouldn't want to put him on anything that was not good.
Okay. So you got this, it has to be related, you know. So this is my nephew.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's playing football Tech. Very proud of him.
Yes.
And
as cute as a button.
I got to tell you a story. Is I called him, I said, because I was watching the draft, you know, I'm the football guy.
He's going to be there.
Oh, he is going to be there. Yeah. I believe it. You look like this, Jeremy. I called him, I said, hey, Williams just got drafted by Dallas. I said, wasn't that the guy that in the Texas, played Texas?
Williams.
Yeah. I said, isn't that guy you kind of manhandled a little bit? It was one of his best games. He goes, yeah, Uncle Scott, that was it. It was him. I said, man, you did really good. I said, he just got that. And I said, and then Cowboys just took KU. Defensive end. I think you're better than him. He goes, I think so, Uncle Scott. And I said, well, he goes, you just need to make sure you're going to watch the draft in about 2 years. I said, well, if I have time, Uncle Scott.
You know, so funny. Has he got 2 years?
He
could. Is he a senior this year?
He'll graduate in December, but he'll go ahead and get his master's.
Oh.
2 years.
Yeah, he's got 2 years of eligibility. And he does it, but before it was kind of like.
He's worked hard at it, though.
That's all he does.
I mean, he's very naturally athletic.
And works.
But it's not.
That's all he does.
You can tell when you see him, this is his job.
No, that's all he does.
I mean, this is literally his job. You have to actually be that serious about it.
He does this. He studies. That's why he has a, 3.87 GPA.
Wow.
And that's, why he's doing. That's the kind of kid he is. But before it was like, that'd be kind of cool if he could play on Sundays. He's going to play on Sundays.
That gives me goosebumps just to think about that.
And you're
that
doing
is
his loan.
Cool. That's pretty cool. I mean, that so, is that,
we
that
did
is pretty cool.
Yeah,
kind of did, didn't I?
Yeah.
So, but what we did, just a little trivia for y'all. And I said, well, Scott, you sell real estate. Did you go to Lubbock and find him a house? No, did not. Sabrina went up there and little Wynn Sykes. I call her Dynamo. She looks about like Mary Sue.
Oh wow,
you're little. About that size, little bitty lady.
Yeah.
And that's why I called Dynamo. And I said, Wynn, we need to find me a deal. And we're building some brand new houses, fairly close to the campus, good enough, and found a brand new house.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it whatsoever.
Yeah, and so then, of course, Valerie's doing the loan.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it really is. If you've got kids going to any colleges anywhere in the state of Texas, it's a pretty cool program just to go buy them a house instead of worrying about.
Well, if you look at it, in fact, we just got back from a luncheon, that was past Thursday. We had Senator Perry at the luncheon, and he lives in Lubbock. He's a CPA there. And he was just talking about what's going on in Lubbock, how the fast pace is, how it's growing, and it's deflation. When you think about it, if you keep it the 4 years, 5 years,